Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Storytelling with Charts, The Full Story, by Sam Schreem positions data storytelling as both a craft and a repeatable method. Rather than treating charts as the final deliverable, the book frames them as narrative building blocks that help audiences quickly grasp meaning, context, and implications. It focuses on how to translate messy information into clear messages by combining structured thinking, audience awareness, and practical visualization choices. The playbook angle suggests an emphasis on frameworks, step-by-step ways to decide what matters, how to sequence insights, and which chart forms support the intended takeaway. Readers can expect guidance on moving from analysis to communication, including how to simplify without distorting, how to highlight the signal, and how to design slides or dashboards that people actually remember. Overall, the book targets professionals who present data in business settings and want their work to persuade, not just inform, by making every chart serve a story. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from data to narrative, defining the point before designing the chart. A core idea in data storytelling is that a chart is not the message, it is evidence for the message. The book centers the discipline of deciding what you want the audience to think, feel, or do before you pick a visual. That begins with a clear objective, the decision at stake, the question being answered, and the single takeaway you want remembered. With that anchor, you can filter analysis and avoid dumping every metric on a slide. This topic emphasizes scoping, selecting the relevant time frame, comparison group, and level of detail that best supports the narrative. It also highlights the value of a storyline structure, such as setting context, introducing tension or change, and resolving with an implication or recommendation. When the point is defined first, design becomes purposeful. Every axis, label, and annotation supports the narrative arc. The result is less cognitive load for the audience and fewer misinterpretations. Instead of asking which chart looks best, you ask which framing makes the insight inevitable, then build visuals that make the reasoning easy to follow. Secondly, knowing your audience, tailoring story, language, and level of detail, effective storytelling with data depends on understanding who is listening and what they need. The book highlights that executives, managers, analysts, and external stakeholders do not consume information the same way. Executives often need decisions, trade-offs, and risk in a tight time frame, while technical audiences may want assumptions, methodology, and deeper slices of the data. This topic focuses on mapping audience goals, prior knowledge, and likely objections so you can choose the right tone and depth. It also underscores the importance of context, definitions, baselines, and benchmarks that help people interpret magnitude and significance. Tailoring includes vocabulary, but also structure, such as leading with the recommendation for time-constrained rooms or building suspense when alignment is needed. Another key element is anticipating questions and building credibility with transparent constraints, such as data limitations or uncertainty. By designing for the audience, charts become more persuasive and less likely to trigger confusion or debate over basics. The storyteller acts like a guide, removing friction and directing attention toward what matters for that specific group. Thirdly, framework charts. Using repeatable structures to communicate fast, the playbook approach suggests a toolkit of frameworks that make communication consistent and scalable. This topic covers the idea of framework charts, structured visuals that organize thinking, not just numbers. Examples in business settings include funnel-style progressions, portfolio or matrix views, timelines, process flows, prioritization grids, and performance versus target layouts. The value of these frameworks is speed and clarity. When audiences recognize a familiar structure, they spend less effort decoding and more effort engaging with the insight. Framework charts also help presenters move from isolated metrics to systems thinking, showing relationships, trade-offs, and causality hypotheses. This is especially useful for strategy, product, operations, and change management discussions where the question is not only what happened, but what to do next. The book's emphasis is likely on selecting frameworks that match the decision type, diagnosing problems, comparing options, tracking execution, or aligning stakeholders. By reusing strong templates, teams can standardize story patterns across reports and reduce noise. Frameworks become a shared language that improves alignment and makes meetings more actionable. Fourthly, design choices that reduce noise, attention, hierarchy, and simplicity. A major barrier to insight is visual clutter. This topic focuses on practical design principles that make charts readable and memorable. The book emphasizes guiding attention through hierarchy, clear titles that state the takeaway, consistent scales, and careful use of color to highlight the key series while muting supporting elements. It likely addresses common pitfalls such as overloaded legends, distracting gridlines, 3D effects, inconsistent time intervals, and unclear units. Simplicity does not mean removing rigor, it means removing anything that does not carry meaning. Annotation is central here. Labels that eliminate the need to look back and forth, callouts that explain inflection points, and notes that clarify definitions. Another design element is comparison. Since audiences interpret data by comparing, strong charts intentionally provide baselines such as prior period, target, benchmark, or control group. The book also likely promotes consistency across a deck or dashboard, so viewers learn the visual language and can focus on the argument. By making design decisions in service of comprehension, presenters can keep the conversation on interpretation and action rather than on what the chart is supposed to show. Lastly, presenting and persuading. Building a story flow that drives action, storytelling with charts ultimately aims to change minds or enable decisions. This topic covers how to assemble individual visuals into a coherent flow that moves from context to insight to action. The book likely recommends structuring presentations so the audience always knows where they are in the story and why each chart appears. That includes setting the stakes, showing evidence in a logical sequence, and ending with a clear recommendation, next steps, or decision request. It also involves managing objections by incorporating counter-evidence, sensitivity checks, or alternative interpretations when appropriate. Persuasion is supported by clarity on trade-offs and constraints such as cost, timeline, risk, and confidence level. The topic also includes delivery mechanics, pacing, progressive disclosure, and using slide headlines that read like conclusions rather than labels. In live settings, presenters benefit from having backup charts that answer predictable questions without derailing the main thread. When done well, the story flow turns analytics into momentum. The audience leaves with a shared understanding of what the data implies and what should happen next, which is the standard for success in business communication. In conclusion, this book is best suited for professionals who routinely explain numbers to other people, analysts, product and marketing managers, consultants, finance teams, operations leaders, and founders who need buy-in for decisions. It can also help students and early career professionals who already know basic chart types but struggle to make presentations land. The practical benefit is improved influence when you can frame a clear takeaway, select evidence that supports it, and present it with clean visual hierarchy. Meetings become shorter and outcomes become clearer. Instead of debating what the chart means, teams discuss what to do. Compared to many visualization books that focus primarily on chart selection or design aesthetics, this playbook orientation stands out by connecting data, narrative, and framework charts into a repeatable workflow. That makes it useful not only for one-off decks, but also for building consistent reporting habits across a team. If you want to move beyond reporting and into decision shaping, the book is worth buying as a structured guide to turning analysis into stories that people understand, remember, and act on. If you would like to support Sam Schreim, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.